You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And that's when the game ended in the second inning. It was bottom of the second, and if you were here at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook and had bet on the Pirates, you could have gone to the restroom here and wiped your rear end with it because you were not going to win. It was Tarek Skubal on the mound for Detroit, the American League, and maybe baseball's best pitcher not named Paul Skeens with a 5-0 lead. And the Pirates had a chance in the top of the first inning to get some runs. Skubal was very wild early. His first 17 pitches, 10 were balls. They loaded the bases with one out, but remember, the Pirates stink offensively. And so Key Brian Hayes came up with the bases loaded, and what do you know, he struck out. And then Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who's now batting sixth, flied out to right field, and he's batting sixth in today's lineup because they had Jared Triolo, Tommy Pham, and Billy Cook hitting behind him. So the Pirates lose game one of this doubleheader 9-2. They are now 29-46 on the season. Some of this goodwill buzz that they had from Donnie Kelly taking over is starting to evaporate and go away. I wanted to spend a few minutes here. What a great job by intern Jack, who's already proving to be an up-and-comer in this business by doing great work here behind the scenes. He went and looked up. The Tigers have the best record in all of baseball. He went and looked up how they put their lineup together today, where these guys came from. And they ain't like the Dodgers. They're not like the Red Sox. They're not like the Yankees. They're not like some of these big market teams. They're more in the middle. And they have the best record. And where they've found their players, this is an indictment right here on the Pirates is what I'm about to say. So Gleyber Torres led off. He was in New York with the Yankees. They signed him to a one-year $15 million deal to play. Where was he today? Second base. That's a move that if the Pirates, for example, needed a first baseman, you can pay a guy $15 million a year to plug a hole for one season. They did that. He hit first today. Batting second was outfielder Jamai Jones, who was DFA'd by the Yankees, and the Tigers signed him to a minor league deal. This is the best team in baseball. They picked a guy up off the scrap heap. He hit second today. Riley Green hit third. He's a really good outfielder. They drafted him fifth in 2019. Spencer Torkelson hit cleanup. He was the number one pick in 2020. Pirates get Henry Davis, number one overall. Tigers get their cleanup hitter and Big Bat, number one overall. Hitting fifth was Wenciel Perez, who they signed as an international free agent. So they went and got him through their either Dominican or Latin American academy. We've heard for years about how the Pirates have poured so much money into the Dominican and places like that. We have nothing to show for it. We got Starling Marte in 2011, Gregory Polanco in 2014, Luis Ortiz a couple years ago, and that's it. They don't pump players out of there. They had a guy, Detroit, today who comes from that pipeline, bat fifth. Zach McKinstry hit fifth. Zach McKinstry, the Tigers traded a minor league pitcher for him back in 2023. Dylan Dingler catched. They drafted him in the second round in 2020. Javi Baez, who you guys remember from the Cubs, batted eighth for the Tigers. They signed him to a six-year, $140 million deal. So that's their one big-ticket guy in the lineup. That's $23 million a year. That's more than what the Pirates pay anybody. But every team can afford to pay one guy big money. Now, the Tigers picked the wrong guy. He's 32 years old. He's batting eighth. The Pirates gave Brian Reynolds a $100 million contract. So both teams have one $100 million guy in their lineup, and then Parker Meadows batting ninth was a round two pick. And, oh, by the way, Tarek Skubal, the best pitcher in the American League, pitching today. The Tigers stole him in the ninth round of the 2018 draft. So these guys who account for the lineup that has produced the most wins, the best record in baseball to this point, not the Dodgers, it's the Tigers, are mainly and mostly guys who have been either drafted and developed by Detroit, shrewd under-the-radar trades, one-year free agent deals, which the Pirates, that's all they do. They haven't signed a multi-year deal since Ivan Nova to an outside free agent. Actually, that's not even true because Nova was on the team at the time. So I don't know how far you have to go back to a guy that wasn't even with the organization. And then one big free agent signing by them, and that was Baez. Everybody else has come from within the system. Moves that teams like the Pirates can make. Now, the Tigers are obviously the gold standard right now. There's got to be some place in between for the Pirates where they're not one of the worst teams in baseball at this, where I look at their lineup today, worst hitting team in the National League, and it's Nick Gonzalez, first-round pick batting first, underachiever so far. Andrew McCutchen batting second, God bless him, almost 40, still one of their best hitters. Joey Bart hitting third with one home run. You gave up a minor league pitcher for him, Hunter Strickland, who no one's ever heard of. Alex Canario batting fourth, another one of these dumpster dive moves. Key Brian Hayes, who you gave $70 million to, who couldn't hit fifth for a college team, couldn't hit fifth for LSU, he's batting fifth for the Pirates. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, you picked him up to win at the deadline last year, and now he's probably going to get traded again, batting sixth. Jared Triolo, who's hitting .175, batting seventh. Tommy Pham, who doesn't have an extra base hit since April 26th, batting eighth. And Billy Cook, batting ninth, who you traded for at the deadline last year for depth in the outfield. This was his first appearance of the year, and he made a horrendous play in center field that led to extra runs coming home and opening up the floodgates against Skubal today. That's the difference between the best team in baseball and a last-place team like the Pirates. The Tigers have, other than Baez, and if you put Reynolds in the Pirates lineup today, their lineups look, from how the players were acquired, almost the exact same, and one team is a lock to make the playoffs and is one of the best stories in baseball, and the other is the Pirates. As Dom said off the air, one team is actually surrounded, arguably the best pitcher in baseball, with really good players, and the Pirates have done the opposite, and the Tigers haven't done so by breaking the bank. They've got one $100 million guy in their lineup today. Their other free agent pickup they got for $15 million. That's entirely within the Pirates' price range and something they could do if they wanted to. It's about getting it right, not about spending gobs of money all the time. 412-928-9370. If you want to weigh in here. The second game, the start time has been moved back to 6:10 for Paul Skeens as they get the field ready for the second game, because they've obviously had a lot of rain in Detroit, and that's why things are kind of off kilter there today. But Skeens will pitch, and it'll happen on our airwaves at 6:10. So stay tuned for that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.